King County is unique in the state in that it requires an inquest be held whenever there's a fatal shooting by police. But the process, which includes a judge and jury, has been confusing and controversial. Some argue it's biased toward law enforcement. Earlier this week, King County Executive Dow Constantine put pending inquests on hold until a committee looking at reform issues a report. Joining me in the studio now to talk about the inquest process is 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle. Paula, the inquest process has been around for a while, so why the attention now?
Well, it has been, but there have been several high-profile cases just in the last year. We had the death of Charlena Lyles, the African-American mother shot by police in North Seattle in June. They said that she was threatening them with a knife. Just another case was Tommy Lee, shot also in June in Burien by police, who thought he was holding a knife, and it turned out later to be a pen. But, you know, the other thing is just the growth of the Black Lives Matter movement. Protests here and around the country really drawing attention to the killing of particularly people of color by police. And then the fact that in this state, the inquests haven't really led to any charges against police because state law makes it virtually impossible. You really have to prove, you have to have evidence of malice by the police.
Well, there is some confusion about the purpose of inquests. How do they actually work?
Well, yeah, because there's a jury. It's in a courtroom.
Right.
There's a judge, but it's not a trial. It's really a fact-finding process. You know, like I said, there's a jury, but they're not there to determine whether it was justified or unjustified. They answer a series of questions. It may include, did the officer feel his or her life was threatened? But it does not come up with putting blame, and then it's up to the prosecutor after that to decide if the officer will be charged.
So you mentioned changes. What kind of changes could we see with these inquests?
Well, one thing that could happen right away, because this is what the King County Council is considering, they have a proposal that was voted out of the Law and Justice Committee yesterday, and that would provide an attorney to the families who lost a loved one, because you have a taxpayer-funded attorney for the police, you have the prosecutor there, but the families, they say, you know, they're left just in the dark. And so by having an attorney with them, then they can help craft the questions that go to the jury. Now, again, the district court, presiding judge of the district court says she is concerned that by having this happen, people will see it more as a trial and, again, be disappointed with what the outcome is.
All right, Paula, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle joining us live this morning. It's 8:33.